Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Earth Channel. I'm Pan Agent 57, Red Overtone Navigator, bringing you back to the Earth Wizard Seminary, Meditation 5, Part 5, the Dream Spell Inventory of Parts, which if you have the Dream Spell Kit, which is primed by the 13 Moon Calendar, and of course a series of other applications, the Telectonon journey of, the Telectonon Lover's Reunion Journey, which opens the door to your 7777, and then the Mystery of the Stone, which all preceded the release of the Cosmic History Chronicles. This particular segment, we are exploring harmonics, chromatics, earth families, chromatic clans, root races, and some very creative alternatives to the disorganization of society today and how we can best get hip to the trip quicker by returning through natural time to a schematic that is the human biomass into some comprehensive reflection of natural time and how that can step down into our social forms and become more of an aesthetic return to synchronicity and relationships that make sense. And today we're all over the map, and as we can see, there's a great deal of skepticism in the air when people start assessing the issues. And where we're at today is where we're at today, which is Gregorian Sunday. And is Gregorian Sunday Junely the 2nd or 3rd, somewhere in there? The months seem to mesh and don't quite sync with the cycle of the season. Meaning of the names of each month. So we'll resort back to Crystal Moon 5, Alpha 5, Keen 6, first week of the 12th moon. And within this dynamism of time, we can look at our star map in the Telectonon, and we can see that this particular segment is identified within the Telectonon with a series of game pieces that mark particular quadrants or coordinates of consciousness and can absolutely be used to look at issues today that essentially are social issues that step down into beliefs and thought patterns and behaviors. And in this case, we're working with the galactic karmic facet of the Martian legacy. And that legacy and that is part of your dream spell cosmology in remembering the star histories and how we can use the powers of prophecy, wakefulness, timelessness, clear vision, and super intelligence, self-reflective intelligence, to overcome the death fear, sex taboos, the false spirituality and the materialism of the 1260. So within your Telectonon, we're dealing today with the galactic karmic facet of history, that of the Tower of Babel, and the solar prophetic powers of prophecy, which dissolve and release you from that misunderstanding. And we hope that you'll enjoy the following segment and stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we explore the dream spell.
Hablaremos más del código 019 mañana, pero este es un punto importante.
Because we have actually two counts.
Porque tenemos verdaderamente dos tipos de cuentas.
1 to 13, which is the wave spell count.
Uno del 1 al 13, que es la onda encantada.
And the 019, which is the solar seal.
Y de 0 a 19, que es en la cuenta de los sellos solares.
Which is also the 20 count.
Que también es en la cuenta del 20.
So this overtone chromatic,
esta cromática entonada,
runs every year, creates a pattern of 72.
Crea un patrón cada año de 72.
The 72 times 5,
72 veces 5,
is 360.
Es 360.
Okay. And then there is a 73rd overtone chromatic.
Y hay una 73ª cromática.
This 73rd,
73ª
chromatic is called by the Maya the Wayab.
Esta cromática última viene llamada por los mayas Wayab.
It's interesting recalling the discussion about the Druid and the Pachacuti calendar.
Es interesante recordar la discusión del Pachacuti, el calendario druida.
Both the Druid and the Pachacuti also divided the year.
Los dos druida y Pachacuti dividían el año.
Into five sections of 72 days.
En cinco secciones de 72 días.
With a 5-day extra period.
Con un periodo extra de 5 días.
And here we are dividing the year into 72 periods of 5 days.
Aquí estamos dividiendo el año en periodo de 72 por 5 días.
With the extra 5 days, which is the 73rd chromatic, 73rd overtone
con
chromatic.
Con 5 días extras, que es la cromática 73.
Okay. This Wayabaz goes from the 25th day of the 13th moon.
Este va a ir siempre de el día 23 de la luna 25 de la luna 13.
Okay, so now the 25th day is always a 4 dot.
El día 25 siempre es un día 4.
26th day is always a bar.
El día 26 siempre es una barra.
27th day is always the 1 dot.
El 27 siempre es un 1.
And the 28th day of the 13th moon is always the 2 dot.
El día 28 de la luna 13 es siempre un tono 2.
And the day out of time, the 5th day of the Wayab, is always the signal family 3 dot.
El día fuera del tiempo del Wayab es siempre una de la familia de los 4 tonos.
So that
los 3 tonos, perdón.
Puntos. Yeah. So the Wayab was considered to be the time of purification.
El Wayab venía considerado como el periodo de la purificación.
So that when we that find that includes that period of purification is one 5-day cycle.
Este periodo de purificación es un ciclo de 5 días.
Which repeats the 4-5. 1, 2, 3.
Que repite el 4, 5, 1, 2, 3.
Because by fractal time, that includes all of it.
Porque para el tiempo fractal incluye todo.
The 4 dot is all the 4 dots.
Los 4 puntos son siempre 4 puntos.
The bar includes all the bar.
La barra incluye todas las barras, la familia de todas las barras.
So on, all those families are included. So it's a fractal compression.
Así que es una compresión fractal.
So we also know that because the 13 moon calendar is engaged by the Tzolk'in.
Así sabemos que el calendario de las tres lunas está siempre formado por el Tzolk'in.
That there is a difference in the measure.
Hay una diferencia en la medida.
And the difference in the measure, the Tzolk'in is 260 days, the 13 moon calendar is 364 plus 1.
Sabemos que en el Tzolk'in la medida es de 260 días y en el calendario de las 13 lunas es 364 días más 1.
And it's because there is a difference of 105 days.
Y es la diferencia de 105 días.
That we have all the possibilities of mapping synchronicity.
Y que tenemos la posibilidad de hacer mapa de todas las sincronicidades.
So we know that if the first day of the year, beginning the first day of the year after 260 days,
sabemos que el primer día del año después de un ciclo de 260,
that the first day of the year repeats,
que el primer año se repite.
So we know that that in the
año se repite,
in the planetary moon,
que en la luna planetaria,
that there was that the New Year's Day on the Tzolk'in will repeat again in the planetary moon 260 days later.
Que el nuevo año de los Tzolk'in se va a repetir en la luna planetaria
105 days before the next New Year.
105 días primero de la del año nuevo.
Okay.
Antes del año nuevo.
So right now, when we began today, Bolonix, today we are completing the 20th overtone chromatic.
Bolonix, cuando hemos empezado, ha dicho que hemos acabado, hemos empezado la cromática número 20.
Tomorrow we begin overtone chromatic 21.
Mañana empezamos la cromática 21.
And 3 times 7.
3 veces 7,
which is the occult number,
que es el número oculto.
So we have 28 teaching days.
Tenemos 28 sesiones de enseñamiento,
and
de enseñanzas.
21 non-teaching days, study days.
Y 21 días de non-enseñanzas.
Which create the 49 days of the Earth Wizard Seminary.
Que crean los 49 días del seminario de los magos de la Tierra.
And because of the synchronization of time,
y por la sincronización del tiempo,
the 21st overtone chromatic of every year,
la cromática 21 de cada año,
is the same as the 73rd.
Es igual que a la 73.
So that, in other words, tomorrow is the day electric wizard.
Así sabemos que mañana es el mago eléctrico blanco.
And that this is also the first day of the Wayap.
Y sabemos que este va a ser el primer día del Wayap.
When we complete this overtone chromatic, it will be the day 7 mirror.
Cuando vamos a completar esta cromática entonada, va a ser el espejo 7 resonante blanco.
Which is going to be this year's day out of time.
Que va a ser este año, el día de fuera del tiempo de este año.
So that, in other words, from the electric wizard tomorrow to the resonant mirror.
Así que para el día el mago eléctrico al espejo resonante,
which occurs at the end of this 13 moon week,
que pasa a la fin de este de semana de 13 lunas,
that we get to enter ourselves into. From the, we can go from the 21st to the 73rd overtone chromatic.
Podemos ir de la cromática 21 a la cromática 73.
Everybody get this?
¿Todos han entendido esto?
Okay, so this, now we're going to be playing synchronic hopscotch.
Vamos a jugar
Borges wrote a book with that title.
Rayuela.
Rayuela. Vamos a jugar Rayuela sincronizada.
I knew the Argentines would know that because Borges is an Argentine writer.
Sabemos que
Cortaz, okay. Julio Cortaz, okay. Excuse me. Got it. I knew the Argentines would correct me too.
Sabemos que los argentinos sabrían esto porque Julio Cortaz es un escritor argentino.
So we will be able to play this form of hopscotch.
Vamos a poder jugar este juego de rayuela.
Okay, so
esta forma de rayuela.
That we will organize ourselves today.
Vamos a organizarnos hoy.
According to our five Earth families.
De acuerdo a las cinco familias terrestres.
Okay, and that we will see that the Earth family.
Vamos a ver que las familias terrestres
is the key to experiencing ourselves,
es la clave para experimentar nosotros mismos,
as the mathematics of all the other subgroups,
como la matemática de todos los subgrupos,
like the harmonics,
como las armónicas,
the chromatics,
las cromáticas,
the clans,
los clanes,
and the tribes,
y las tribus.
So we'll start off initially with the organization according to the five Earth families.
Vamos a empezar con la organización de las cinco familias terrestres.
And then within those families, just identify the four subgroups.
Y adentro de estas familias identificar las los cuatro subgrupos.
Red, white, blue, yellow.
Rojo, blanco, azul y amarillo.
And that these subgroups,
y en estos subgrupos,
actually constitute what are called the four root races.
Constituyen lo que nosotros llamamos las raíz, razas de raíz.
Okay. This is what it looks like.
Esto es más o menos como se ve.
Okay. This is the planet.
Este es el planeta.
You see up here, 1 bar, 2 bar, 0, 1 bar, 2 bar, 3 bars.
Aquí vemos 0, 1 barra, 2 barras, 3 barras.
Which is the polar family.
Es la familia polar.
Is 1 dot, 1 dot, 1 bar, 1 dot, 2 bar, 1 dot, 3 bars.
Un punto, una barra, un punto, dos barras, un punto, tres barras.
Which is the cardinal family.
Que es la familia cardinal.
In the center you have the 2 dot, 2 dot, 1 bar, 2 dot, 2 bar, 2 dot, 3 bar.
En el centro tenemos dos puntos, con una, dos y tres barras, y,
which corresponds to the core family,
que tiene correspondencia a la familia del centro.
And then the same here with the 3 dot, 3 dot, 3 dot bar, 3 dot 2 bar, 3 dot 3 bar.
Y pasa lo mismo con los tres puntos, tenemos tres puntos y las una barra, dos barras y tres barras.
And then finally, the gateway family, which is the four dots, four dot, one bar, four dot, two bars, four dot, three bars.
Y a la fin, la familia portal, que tiene cuatro barras.
So we always start with this family here, the root, at the root.
Y siempre empezamos con esta familia aquí, que es la raíz.
So in other words, tomorrow is the day three wizard, electric wizard.
Así que mañana es el mago eléctrico.
And that then we jump so that the next day is four eagle.
Así que saltamos que el siguiente día va a ser águila autoexistente.
And then the next day, five warrior.
Así que el día siguiente va a ser guerrero cinco.
And then the day after that, the six earth.
El día después de esto va a ser tierra seis.
And then finally arriving at the seven mirror.
Y después llegando al espejo siete.
Which is the same as the day out of time.
Que es lo mismo como el día fuera del tiempo.
And our fantastic new science project.
En nuestro nuevo ciencia fantástica. Proyecto de ciencia fantástica.
We are talking at this point here,
estamos hablando de este punto aquí,
of the seven mirror,
del espejo siete,
which on the one hand is the 21st day of the self-existing moon,
que también es el día 21 de la luna autoexistente,
also completes the 21st overtone chromatic,
que también completa la cromática 21.
That it is also the completion of the 73rd overtone chromatic and the day out of time.
Que también es la el completamiento de la cromática 73, el día fuera del tiempo.
And that what we are planning to do is to eject a rainbow bridge around the Earth.
Y lo que estamos tratando de hacer es mandar o hacer el proyecto de una puente de arco iris.
Now the sun is cooperating with us.
Nuestro sol está cooperando con nosotros.
Kinichahau Velatropa 24. Because,
¿por qué?
The sun has goes through a process which is called the sunspot cycle.
El sol va por un proceso que viene llamado las manchas solares.
And that the sunspot cycle has a total duration of 23 years.
Y un ciclo de manchas solares tiene un total de 23 años.
And that we know that the current sunspot cycle began in the year 1989.
sabemos que el ciclo de las manchas solares ha empezado en el 1989.
And it comes to an end in the year 2012. ¿Sound familiar?
Y va a acabar en el 2012. ¿Le suena familiar esto?
And the key point in the 23-year sunspot cycle,
el punto clave en el ciclo de las manchas solares de 23 años,
is the midpoint, which occurs just about a little less than 11 and a half years.
Es el punto medio que es más o menos 11 y medio años.
From where it began,
de donde ha empezado.
The dramatic point of the current sunspot cycle,
el punto dramático de las manchas solares corrientes actuales,
occurs right in the middle of the year 2000.
Es a la mitad del año 2000.
So exactly when we are planning our experiment.
Cuando exactamente estamos planificando nuestro experimento.
Because we are all part of the evolving star.
Que todos nosotros somos parte de nuestra estrella que de evolución.
So the sunspot cycles, they start a pulsation.
Las manchas solares han empezado una pulsación.
Okay. In 1989 there was a positive pulsation at 30 degrees north.
Que en el 1989 había una pulsación positiva 30 grados al norte.
And a negative pulsation that began at 30 degrees south.
Y una pulsación negativa a 30 grados al sur. Sur.
Seven and a half year cycle.
Entre los 11 años y medio del ciclo, de 11 años y medio.
They meet at the center of the sun.
Se encuentran en el centro del sol.
And this creates a dramatic shift.
Y esto crea un cambiamiento dramático.
Yeah. So that what we call a magnetic pole shift.
Es lo que nosotros llamamos un cambiamiento de polo.
The positive goes to the lower part and the negative goes to the upper part.
Así que lo que el positivo, negativo va arriba y el positivo va hacia abajo.
And then that continues again until we reach the year sometime in the, after the middle of the year of 2012.
Y esto continúa hasta más o menos a fin del año 2012.
So all of this coordinates with the... All of this coordinates with the discovery of the law of time.
Todo esto se coordina con el descubrimiento de la ley del tiempo.
The beginning of the discovery of the law of time was in 1989.
El principio del descubrimiento de la ley del tiempo fue en 1989.
And that now we are at the point of being able to say we are now going to try to really apply the law of time scientifically.
Hemos llegado a un punto donde podemos decir que vamos a aplicar la ley del tiempo científicamente.
And that the application is coded to occur precisely when the sunspots shift polarity.
Y esta aplicación va a suceder cuando el sol tiene este cambiamiento de polo.
The sunspots are ejected to the surface of the sun.
En las manchas solares son mandadas hacia afuera del sol
by a system of energy vortices or vortexes,
por un sistema de vórtices de energía,
which are called flux tubes,
que son llamados tubos de fluctuación, de flujo.
Now it is also known that on the planets, that has been discovered that at the poles of the planets,
es también se sabe también que en los polos de los planetas,
that's in the magnetosphere going down to the poles,
que en la magnetosfera que va hacia los polos,
that also each planet has flux tubes,
que todos los planetas tienen tubos de flujos.
These flux tubes are considered at this point to be dormant.
Estos tubos de flujo se dicen que están dormidos.
but they seem to have originally connected the planets to each other at the poles through etheric magnetic connections.
Pero que están conectados con todos los planetas invisiblemente, con todos los polos de todos los planetas.
So that we have two dormant flux tubes at the north pole and two dormant flux tubes at the south pole.
Tenemos dos tubos de flujo en el sur, polo sur dormidos y dos polos altos.
We want to see
dos en el norte también dormidos.
We want to see. Hello. Yeah. We want to see if we can wake up those flux tubes.
Queremos ver si podemos despertar estos dos tubos de flujo.
That also we know that when the sunspot cycle reaches its peak.
Sabemos también que cuando el sol llega a su punto máximo.
In other words, when they come to the point of meeting and then they switch polarity.
Así que cuando las manchas se encuentran en el punto de encontrarse y cambiar polaridad.
That the activity in the electromagnetic field of the Earth increases.
Que la actividad y el campo electromagnético de la Tierra aumenta.
We know that right now we are in a very powerful cycle of the sun.
Sabemos que ahorita estamos en un estado muy poderoso del sol.
Beginning in 1989 with this cycle.
Que empezó en 1989 con este ciclo.
The astrophysicist said that we have never seen such powerful activity of solar storms.
Los astrofísicos dicen que nunca han visto una actividad de tormentas solares,
which are connected with the pulsation of the sunspots.
Que son conectadas con las pulsaciones de las manchas solares.
And that every fluctuation on the surface of the sun actually affects our own magnetic field.
Y que cada flujo del fluctuación del sol del campo magnético del sol afecta nuestra tierra.
And that as we reach the point where the spots are going to shift polarity,
cuando llegamos al punto donde las manchas van a cambiar polaridad,
that there are greater and greater discharges of electromagnetic energy that at both the poles of the earth.
Hay más descargas energéticas que van a golpear nuestra tierra.
And that
los polos de la
and
tierra.
That these we usually experience as the aurora borealis in the north and the aurora australis in the south.
Y estas son experimentadas como la aurora borealis en el norte y la aurora australis en el sur.
And that sometimes that the these effects can be seen as far south as 40 or even 35 degrees to the south or same way to the north.
Y se pueden ver a 40 o 45 grados al sur o lo mismo en el norte.
So telepathically, what we want to do is wake up the flux tubes.
Y lo que queremos hacer es que telepáticamente despertar los tubos de flujo.
And telepathically to engage the aurora borealis and the aurora australis.
Y telepáticamente enganchar la aurora borealis con la aurora australis.
So that the charged particles meet.
Así que las partículas cargadas se encuentren.
To make a rainbow bridge.
Para hacer un puente de arco iris.
Okay, this is the basic idea of the experiment.
Y esta es la base del experimento, o la idea base del experimento.
Okay, so, and we are going to be the living units that are intended to telepathically attempt to do this.
Y nosotros vamos a ser las unidades vivientes para hacer esto, para poder realizar esto.
Thank you. The first step is to
el primer paso
is to organize as the earth families,
es de organizarnos como familias terrestres,
and that in terms of the activity, so that for the rest of the seminary,
en términos para las actividades en lo que resta el seminario, que lo que queda del seminario,
that we will be organized as five groups, as five Earth families.
Nos vamos a organizar como cinco grupos de familias, de nuestras familias terrestres.
And that these Earth families then will be the final form of the organization that we'll be having here.
Las cinco familias terrestres va a ser la organización final que vamos a tener aquí.
So everybody will be operating with and working in their Earth family.
Y cada uno va a estar operando y trabajando con su familia terrestre.
So we still have three crystal days.
Todavía tenemos tres días de cristal.
So that the next crystal day, which will be two overtone chromatics from now.
Que el próximo día cristal, que son dos cromáticas entonadas de hoy.
That the Earth families will make their first reports.
Las familias terrestres van a hacer sus primeros reportes.
Okay. And that will complete the first phase.
Y esto va a completar la primera fase.
And the first phase is to get acquainted with your Earth family and to understand it.
Y la primera etapa es de estar en confianza con sus familias terrestres y comprenderlas.
And that the second phase will be to work with the four root races.
La segunda etapa será de trabajar con las cuatro familias de raíz.
And that the
cuatro razas de raíz.
And then report again at the crystal day.
Y después de reportarse otra vez en el día cristal.
And then the third phase will be to cross the Earth families again and work with the four clans.
En la tercera etapa va a ser de trabajar otra vez con las familias terrestres y de trabajar con los cuatro clanes. Clanes.
So after that final crystal day, we will have 4 days to complete our practice.
Y después de estos días de cristal vamos a tener 4 días para completar nuestra práctica
of the Rainbow Bridge formation.
De nuestro puente de arco iris, de nuestra formación de puente de arco iris.
Okay. Bono Nick will in a minute explain. I know she's ready. We'll explain more about the organizational process.
Bolonic va a hacer una explicación de la organización, del proceso de organización.
These groups will be your study groups as well as your activity groups and so on.
Estos grupos van a ser los grupos de estudio y los grupos de actividad.
And that will make practical chrononautics 101 very real.
Y esto va a hacer que la práctica crononáutica 101 muy, muy real.
But before I turn over to Bolo Nick to explain a little more about the organizational process,
prima que paso la palabra a Bolo Nick de la organización,
I'd like to just say a few words about the 49 days.
Quiero decir unas pequeñas palabras sobre los 49 días.
The 49 days The 49 days of the Earth Wizard Seminary,
los 49 días del seminario de los magos de la Tierra,
correspond to the 49 days of the Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Corresponden a los 49 días del 49 versos del libro tibetano de los muertos.
This is referred to as the 49 days of the Bardo.
Esto se quiere decir a los 49 días de los días de Bardo.
When the soul or the consciousness has been liberated from the physical body,
donde el alma y la conciencia se han liberado del cuerpo,
and it goes through various experiences,
y pasa a través diferentes experiencias,
in which it goes through all of the karma,
que va a través de todo el karma,
or the karmic effects that it created in its physical life.
Y todos los efectos kármicos que ha creado en su vida.
So that finally after the 49th day,
así que al final de los 49 días,
that the soul of the consciousness can then go into a new incarnation.
La alma y la conciencia pueden ir a una nueva encarnación.
to ourselves, let's just say that we died to our 1260 body.
Pero para nosotros vamos a decir que hemos muerto nuestro cuerpo 1260.
And of course we experience karmic effects of our 1260 neurosis while we're here.
Y mientras estamos aquí vamos a experimentar nuestra neurosis 1260.
But we are propelled by the enlightenment of 1320.
Estamos empujados por la iluminación 1320, el tiempo 1320.
To begin to experience the qualities of a new body.
Para experimentar las cualidades de un nuevo tiempo, de un nuevo cuerpo.
So that when we leave after the 49 days, we have left the bardo.
Que cuando acaben los 49 días, hemos terminado el bardo.
And that we are fully incarnated.
Y somos totalmente encarnados.
As members of particular earth family.
Como miembros de particulares familias terrestres.
And that we will never be able to leave that earth family.
Y no vamos a poder nunca dejar esta familia terrestre.
Until we finally have to leave that incarnation.
Hasta que.
And there you have it. There you have it. Real practical ways for you to appreciate the discovery of the law of time. Know that we are actively engaged in trying to establish the CREST Center here in North America. This is a center that will host natural time retreats and be essentially a research and development center. A center that models the principles that we're discussing, as well as the Garden Culture Economic Future. And so if you'd like to participate more about that, again, dial us up. We're at 503-505-6952. The timeless value of the 28 meditations to the law of time, and ways and means for you to ease into your galactic signature, into your Earth family, into the personal exploration and discovery that these materials assist you in assessing the worth of your incarnation, of your experience, of your time as a two-legged, as a human being, as a cosmic human being at that. And then know that all of the material and your devotions and your practice and the things that you invest into yourself, that you input into your experiences, are encoded, indexed, and stashed so that upon the transcendence of your existence, when we lay down our carbon base, the mental energy and the ka, described by the ancient Egyptians, becomes an externalized experience into a real-time type of realization where you can really begin to appreciate the time in and the time that you've invested in defining your mind's eye or organizing your sensibility towards a synchronic order so that you have the navigational skills to get out. This is Star Traveler's Guide, Red Overtone Earth, King 57, Jason G. Gibson on the wire. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to present the goods. We're going to keep on keeping on. We hope you'll be with us for the final segment on the Dream Spell Science of Time. That'll be produced here in the very near future. Actually, that'll be Kin 7. Look forward to that. And then we're going to take the show on the road and reconnect with our team here and there. You'll find us in high ceremony, and we'll be weaving the Native Nations Conscious Caravan throughout the Cascadia bioregion with the intent of joining Sound Tribe Sector 9 and other creative forces down in Palenque, South Central America, actually it would be South Mexico into Central America, for the can be in to explore the opportunities that may present themselves here as things get very interesting on the home front in the northern hemisphere, or that which we call the United States of America. Well, the dominant facet of the northern hemisphere anyway. Okay, enough said. Ramble on, Flames. Thank you. Ciao for now.